LaSalle. My name is Will Ryan. Welcome to the Hail LaSalle Sports Podcast, covering the latest and greatest news of all the LaSalle sports teams during the 2022-23 season. Today, we have a very special guest on the season opener. We would like to extend a huge welcome to Head Athletic Director, Mr. Zanio. Mr. Zanio, how are you today?
Doing well, Will. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here to give you a little preview of the season, talk a little bit about athletics, talk a little bit about the kickoff of the school year. Good to be with you. Thank you guys for putting this together, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we're certainly happy to have you. No better guest to start off the Hail LaSalle Sports Podcast. So to get into it, obviously fall is upon us, and it's an exciting time for the Explorers and our great sports teams. How excited are you for the fall sports like football, soccer, and golf? How excited are you to be back this season?
Yeah, so it's funny. I spend most of the summer trying to help set up schedules, secure venues, confirm everything. So my excitement for all this kind of builds up over the summer because I kind of get to build it from scratch with the coaches. So, you know, I've been at it for a couple months, looking forward to it. You know, obviously all of our fall sports, we had a great fall last year. Big shoes to fill. I believe we swept the fall in terms of PCL titles last year. So in terms of the excitement trying to get back to doing that, you know, in my job, I enjoy going to all those games and supporting the teams and coaches. And like I said, big shoes to fill from last year, trying to get back on top in all of our respective sports in the fall.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dive into football first. So last year, obviously, as you mentioned, the Explorers captured the PCL title and had a very successful season. From what you've seen with the team so far, obviously their first game against North Penn, how do you think they'll emulate that recent success into this season?
Yeah, so looking at what they did last year and being with them through camp a little bit over the summer and popping down to practice throughout the last couple weeks, they got a lot of good skill players, a lot of good skill position players. We got a lot of young youth that are up in their practice as well. So it's a good mix of upperclassmen, underclassmen, some freshmen get a little bit of taste. So the team dynamics are good. I like what I'm seeing out there in terms of day-to-day stuff. For some younger guys, it might be a little bit of baptism by fire, but you know, in terms of being able to get that experience now and build it up to the PCL schedule and build it out to some of the later games in the season, you know, if you look at their schedule, it's all over the map. They're going to be battle-tested by the time the bigger games roll around the league. And I'm excited to watch them grow throughout these first couple weeks. You know, obviously Friday night was a huge win to kick off the season. Showed some gutsy performances by some, you know, returning guys and some new guys. So it's good to see that, kind of get that first win off the schneid, and kind of hopefully that jump starts you for the rest of the month of September here.
Yeah, totally agree. And I thought it was telling about, you said, you know, some younger guys and some older guys. You know, your leader in passing is a freshman, your leader in rushing is a junior, and then your leader in receiving is a senior. So you kind of have that balance up and down the board.
Yeah, and it's funny. You see these guys kind of in the hallway, and, you know, I'm looking at some of the older guys. They're literally taking younger guys under their wing, walking down the hallway, and just watching that dynamic trickle down off the field, for me, it's just as exciting seeing that in the hallway as it is on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. So Mr. McCaffrey and soccer have always been such a great program at LaSalle. How's the team looking this year? And just give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so obviously another team that was battle-tested last year made it a run to the state semifinals. So, you know, we actually had a little guest speaker. We partnered with the Positive Coaching Alliance through our athletic department. They come out and speak to some of our teams this year. So I picked soccer this year just to kind of say, hey, you know, how do you guys stay motivated to try to get back to that level of success you had the year before? What kind of things can we do to stay hungry? And, you know, right now in the soccer program, the sophomore class is pretty loaded. There's a lot of young guys who are vying for spots on the varsity playing field. And I think just putting them through that and watching their scrimmages last week, you know, we do have some young guys, but the young guys are exciting to watch. You know, the older guys like Seth Mikulak and guys like that who are returning, you know, are certainly going to be the forefront and, you know, foundation of the team. But I'm watching some of these younger sophomores, and Coach McCaffrey's going to have his hands full trying to piece that together in terms of, again, the amount of talent that they have. And, you know, I'm excited to watch them.
Yeah, and you spoke a little bit about the positive coaching, and you obviously know Mr. McCaffrey well. Can you speak a little bit about his coaching philosophy?
Yeah, so obviously I've been friends with Coach McCaff on and off the field. He's a member of the math department as well as I am. So, you know, we go back a little bit. But in terms of his coaching philosophy, I mean, if you've been to the games, you see he can be a very intense guy, but he always hits his team with realistic expectations. I listened to his huddles, and I know you've seen some of the clips last year that were produced to show game highlights and things like that. He just hits his team with the expectations that they should be playing with, and if they follow those expectations and the goals that he puts out at the beginning of the season, you know, good things have happened the last couple of years. So I think the biggest thing for him is he's just very direct, upfront with his expectations. He's always communicating with his players. He's got a unique role where he's the dean of students, so, you know, guys are dropping by his office to talk shop, to talk school. So I think, you know, he does a good job in connecting with all his guys, and I think it shows on the field of how much they buy into what he's selling.
Absolutely, yeah, Mr. McCaffrey. From a spectator standpoint, it seems like a really good relationship between the players and the coach.
There's no doubt about it. And that goes a long way. You know, when you're in the midst of a long season, again, when you go on a postseason run, they're going to be with each other from middle of August through Thanksgiving, and you don't get that kind of success without good team camaraderie, chemistry, you know, putting out a good product, that good experience, good culture, all that stuff that comes together to make a good program, a good team. And he's done a great job of that over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so now let's go into a little bit less well-known, program here at LaSalle, but obviously a super successful one, and that's the golf team and Mr. Jackson. Can you speak a little bit about the golf team and how the students can kind of support that team?
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. I know it's, you know, golf, people joke when they see Mr. Jackson always, like, his golf season already over until even September yet. They do play a lot of games in a hurry. A lot of matches in a hurry, I should say, mainly because of weather. They got to start getting games in before daylight savings time. But in terms of being able to support those guys, again, there's full schedules on our website. They play, you know, as a lot of you know, a lot of courses surround LaSalle. So they play primarily out of White Marsh Valley Country Club, Bluebell Country Club, but you'll see some of their different matches listed on the website. Getting out to support those guys at a match, you know, I know it doesn't happen probably that often, but spectators are allowed to show up. Spectators are allowed to, you know, gather on the tee box a little bit, and I'm sure those guys would love to see a little support outside of the athletic department and the coaching staff. Again, not traditional, but you know, for some of the bigger matches, you know, obviously having fans there for golf, it's not going to be like it's on TV, but you can certainly come support your teammates, support your classmates if you have friends on the team. I've been in one match so far. They're entertaining. Our guys are good. You know, I certainly couldn't do it with the pressure of, you know, knowing that I could be the one to destroy the match. But, you know, watching these guys, they're locked in. If you've been following our LaSalle Sports Twitter, you will see, you know, they're undefeated right now. They're rolling. They're feeling pretty good going into some of their league play matches coming up. So, you know, it's a fun product to watch. It's even more fun when you're there in person watching what goes on and also trying to learn some tips how to make your golf game better while you're out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mr. Zania, something we talk about a lot at LaSalle is choose your path. How can, through athletics, and do you personally choose your path here at LaSalle?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, even myself sitting in a situation, you know, 15 years removed from high school, I wouldn't be sitting here in this position if I didn't go through a plethora of sports in high school, playing sports in college, things like that. So the biggest thing I would say at LaSalle when you're trying to figure out your path and what you can do is the amount of opportunities that we offer. You know, right now in the fall we have 7 sports. You know, you'll see throughout each season we have 6 or 7 sports. But I try to stress to guys, even if you're not, you know, capable of making one of our teams because how competitive our sports teams are, being a manager on the football team. I'm watching some of the guys the other day celebrating after the game, and it's like they're a member of the team. And guys on the team embrace them like they're a member of the team. Like, that alone is a great dynamic. We have guys that go on and manage at the next level, at the college level, get offered scholarship money to go manage, you know, Division I sports. So that's another avenue that I think people don't realize you can go through. But if you are an athlete, you know, getting involved in multiple sports, accompanying that with community service, like all the things that we preach in the classroom trickle over to the fields. So all these guys that are involved in fall sports right now, you know, making sure they take care of their academics is of the utmost importance. But also getting involved beyond that. You know, a couple guys come junior year, we're looking at their resume, they're going, man, I didn't do anything but play a sport, right? That's not what we preach at LaSalle. That's not what we want our guys to do. We want them to put themselves out there. And the earlier guys can do that, the better. You know, put yourself out there as a freshman or sophomore, and go try out for a team that maybe you think you have no chance of making. Right? We want you to push yourself, explore challenges and opportunities. You can't find your path unless you put yourself out there. So I would say if you're thinking about trying something, try it. What's the worst that could happen? Right? If you get cut or don't make a team, be resilient. Find something else to get involved. And this place is buzzing every day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I find it hard to believe that somebody can't bounce back and find something to do with their time. So to find your path, I think there's a ton of different ways you can do it. I'm happy to assist in that if guys have questions or want to look at some opportunities. But I think if you look at our community times, coming with our sports and activities, you know, there's so much going on that there's no reason not to get involved.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool that you mentioned about managers, and I've seen kind of a recent kind of trend of athletes, when they're not in season, becoming managers, and I think that kind of gives a new aspect and a new perspective for that athlete and an appreciation for those managers after they have to do that job.
I would 100% agree, and it seems like our manager positions are starting to grow and grow, and a lot more guys want to get involved in certain sports. Obviously, every sport doesn't lend itself to having a manager, but those that do, we're getting a good crop of guys, and you know, we never want to say no to anybody, but there's some sports where that manager list is growing almost as much as the team list, and we can't fit them all on the bus. So we need them to operate on the back end. We need them to do a lot of game day stuff and things that the coach, you know, shouldn't have to worry about. But, you know, it's a good problem to have. We want guys to be involved in our programs in a lot of different ways.
Well, Mr. Zanio, that about wraps up our first episode of the Hail LaSalle Sports Podcast. I just wanted to thank you very much for coming aboard. It was a pleasure to talk to you and get to hear your excellent insight.
Appreciate it, Will. Thanks for the questions. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course. Good talking to you.
You too.